heir to the glory that should be revealed in me. In other words, you dealing with a whole lot of things, but when you got vision coming in you, man, it's like medicine going into your soul. It don't make sense that all this pressure that's going in my mind, but I'm getting something else that's trying to combat what I'm dealing with. First lady, no, this was the text when she was in the hospital, laid up. I know she's thinking about it right now. She was strapped to that mattress for a little while, for a moment. But our present suffering was not compared to the glory. You came in through that glory. Should not be compared to the glory that should be revealed in you. In other words, what Paul was saying, being that I had this consolation, I can take it for a little bit longer. Man, oh man. You know when you're in a crunch, when you get something greater than that crunch, it becomes captain. You ain't get this, huh? You can become captain in your own crunch. Man, y'all, okay, some people don't know about that cereal. You in a crunch, but you can be a captain of your own ship. I can take this breeze for a little while, because I know it's just for a moment. It says, there's another scripture that says, I'm going through something, but it's a light affliction. Let me get to that scripture right here. I'm going to find it right quickly here. Oh, yeah, 2 Corinthians 4:17. Let's go there. I hope the internet getting blessed. I hope the Zoom disciples are getting blessed right now. 2 Corinthians 4:17. Stick your thumbs up when you tell me, you say, man, I'm taking authority over this. I'm not going to let my present suffering dictate who I'm supposed to be. Yeah, I'm struggling, but it ain't for long. Because the passage has told me to get hold of something that I can get out of my 4x4, 4x16, or maybe 8x18. I don't know where you are. That I can go into the glory. And now I can compare some things. Let me compare some notes. I'm talking to myself. Because David says, I was in the situation, but I encouraged myself in my Lord thy God. When I didn't have a choir singing me, when I didn't have a minister ministering to me, David and all his people got their wife stolen, things taken from them. He didn't know what to do. Even his own army wanted to stone him. David said, God, what should I do? David said, God told David, pursue. Pursue. He says, he pursued, and he says, I encourage myself in the Lord my God. When you ain't got nobody around you, you got to encourage yourself. When you ain't got nobody rubbing the elbows with you, you got to encourage yourself. Even when they don't, come on. You don't have to worry about who's your friend. Because sometimes friends are only friends for a moment. But when they see you going to your crunch, they don't want to be the captain. Verse 17, 2 Corinthians, y'all read with me. For our light affliction, which is what? But for what? A moment. It's working for us a far more exceedingly eternal weight of glory. Oh, man. I hope you're picking this up, Roberts family. I hope you're picking this up. Because it's just for a moment. He said it's a light affliction. See, you can't say that unless you understand what the situation is. But if you're in yourself, you're going to say it's heaven. But the only way you can say that, unless your spirit went to the glory and came back and says, it's nothing but a light thing. Oh, man. Ain't nothing but a light thing. Or a light affliction. Which is. You know, is present. Moment is not eternal. It's a lot in this. Look at this verse. for our light affliction, which is present, but it's only for a moment. Look at the text here. Let's pick up the verbiage in here. For our light affliction, which is present, but for what? A moment. You got to look at your situation, and you have to look. First Lady and I, we drove in today for the rare. We came in together, and I can feel car just wanted to get over at the last minute. You know what I said? Not that the driver heard me. I said, "Car, you better stay in your place." Pastor, you crazy? Yeah, I'm crazy, because I got authority over things. If I see something coming, or I'm discerning something coming at me, I can put it right back in shape, because I got license to do so. We don't know how much authority you have. You have a license to make sure it stays right where it is, or let it go. Teach the sheep, Pastor. Yes, I'm teaching the sheep, because you would not be crippled in this ministry. No, one of you. You will be able to stand on your own two feet, because we have an army here. Well, what did y'all see when we went over on Friday? Is this is how we need to flow. If you call to do something, flow. Just flow. Flow, man. Yeah, because one of y'all going to have to when I go away on the 18th weekend. Get ready. I don't know who it is. Whoever it is, flow. Don't tell me. I don't know. I better not hear those words come out your mouth. Flow. Flow, man. Because you can't just keep relying on me to keep giving the word. I'm going to take some time off. And I don't think I'm going to come in service that morning, because I don't even want to know. I just want to know, was everything in order? Don't break order. Make sure you respect the person that's behind here as you would do me. So if one of you are suffering with some things, you've got to know that the glory in you. Maybe, just maybe, have you considered maybe God is calling you to higher heights is why you're going through sufferings for a moment? Oh, he's picking on me. Oh, no, he's trying to make you arise. God Almighty. Let me turn to Psalm 68. I'm going to get ahead of myself. I don't even know why I'm going here. Let me go to Psalm 68 here. Pastor, what do you got? No, I don't know where I'm going. Just flow with me here. Psalm 68. Shucks, man. I'm going to stretch my muscles here. Psalm 68. Y'all with me? Amen. Y'all got me? Okay, amen. What did it say? Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate him, what? Flee before him. As smoke driven away. You know, smoke is just like a smoke screen. Oh, shucks, man. But look, oh God, come on. So driving away, he says, as wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of the Lord. But I like verse 1. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. When God shows up, or rather, when you show up, your enemies got to scatter. And the enemies don't mean a person all the time. It could just be a thing or a place. See, oh God, I know. You get motivated this morning? Yeah, because the thing is, when you are going through something, there's a preacher on the inside of you. You think you're going through all of this. Oh, God, here we go. All of this is a smokescreen. That's all this is. It's not compared to the glory that should be revealed in you. I saw you in your word a little earlier. God had you doing something different. Because what he's trying to get you to do is meditate on him a little bit more. Because when things coming at you, you get distracted over here. It's like a satellite dish. You got a lot of praying to do, sis. Much prayer. Because you're going to have to push this train. Because when he got some things pushing, you're going to have to go and start interceding a little bit more. As is, because here's the thing. It's in the offspring. It's in the house. If your house is experiencing trauma, you got to know what's in that trauma. There's a solution in the trauma. And the word is the word in the Lord. God Almighty, man. Oh, I'm Team Jesus. I'm Team Jesus with you. Psalms 121. I'm just going through a smoke screen. Bills, bills, bills. What about the bills? God is going to pay your bills. Talking about Destiny's Child. Bills, bills, bills. Who's going to pay my bills? God's going to pay your bills when you stop robbing God. God Almighty. What did I say? Psalms 121? Verse 1. What did it say? I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence cometh my help. What verse 2 say? My help cometh from the Lord. God, that's all I need right there. That's all I need right there. That's all you need right there. I'm telling you, Robert's family, fight that devil with scripture. You go around that house and you start speaking those words that you spoke in Psalms 46, 1 through 5. You go to Psalms 121, verse 1 and 2. You go to Romans 8 and 18. And if you want to get a little deserted, go to Romans 8, 28, that all things work together for the good. For those that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. When you call, you got to go through some things. Because it's about the purpose. Shucks, man. Lord, what time is it? So what? I mean, all things work together for them that love God. Love, love, love God. Man, I say, love him. Romans 12 and 2. Therefore, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Christ Jesus, that you and I may prove which is acceptable, perfect will of God. When you suffering, you change your thought process, then you understand this is perfect will of God. This is the perfect will of God. This is perfect for him. He want a fight. God loves a fight. He loves a fight, sis. He's up for the challenge. Just give him access. Give him access. Whatever you need, whatever you're going through, give him access. If it's your count, you're going through certain challenges, give him access. But the only way you're going to do that is you got to tithe. You got to, look, man, you cannot keep asking God to do things when you break his spiritual law. Stop it, man. Just stop praying. If you're going to keep breaking spiritual law, don't need to pray because God, I'm not, what is this? You conflicting what I'm trying to do with your talking. What is that talk you talking? Show me some action. Let God arise. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Whatever is offending you, it's just for a moment. Only a moment. In other words, it's not even worth my time to consider it. Considering, meaning meditate on it. Jesus, man, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, SG. Don't meditate on it. The more you meditate on it, it becomes your problem. Don't give it. It's almost like whatever you're meditating on is becoming your monster. Last I checked, monsters are not real. Smoke screen. I'm not going to meditate on that monster. I'm going to get in my bag. I'm going to get in that Romans 8 and 18. knowing that my very present help, Psalms 46, he's my very present help. Very is an adverb. Very is an adverb, First Lady, to highlight when an adjective comes in. Very present help. Very present help in a time of trouble. what kind of trouble you in? He's a very present help. Anything you could think of, anything you about to face, you get that Psalms 46 up in you. That is your medicine. That is your portion. Oof. Nothing's going to take your daddy down. Long as you abide in him and he is in you, you become a force field, a powerhouse. Can't be denied. I'm walking with the Ancient of Days. Enoch walked with God till he was translated, but he was preaching while he was walking. Oh, God Almighty. Man, I'm looking for some preachers up in here. I'm looking for people who's going to stand up and go for it if I'm not around. Now, don't get upset because somebody come along the late part of it and say, how you going to call them? Don't get it. Don't get in your head. Please don't get in your head. It's not that God is thinking less of you. It's just not your turn. Your time will come. God want to make sure he can test you first, that you may be qualified to get up here. Have you been tested? Tried. In other words, this word is tested, and his word is trial. But if the God in you and I, if he can allow greatest he that's in you, then he that's in the world. Man. You can overcome anything, and anything you can think about, anything you thought about, anything you experience, he can overcome in you. He want to show you the giant he is in you. He is not your stature. Just know that. He is his stature. He is so large, but he can come in you. Jesus. How does gigantic God can come in a 5'5" man? Or what, man? Don't make sense. That's the infinite of God, who we constrain when we are suffering in our present situation. But it's not only for a moment. It's lightweight. It's a light affliction. Oh, it hurt a little bit, but I'm gonna get over this. It hurt me a little bit. It was like venom going through my bloodstream. But I got to get this venom out so I can overcome that spirit, take it by the head, put it under my feet. Jesus. Woo, man, oh, man. I'm walking with God. I walk with the Ancient of Days. I walk with the Eternal Bismarck. God Almighty. You serve an unusual God. He's not broke by any mess, by any means necessary. He's not, whatever you financially, he's not broke. His kingdom is not broke. Your mind process has to change so you know who you are. The richness is on the inside of you and I. Richness is on the inside of you. Let me tell you something. This word can make you wealthy when you meditate on it. This word can make you rich, depending on the category God want to put you in. Because everybody ain't made to be wealthy. Not everybody made to be rich, but you'll be well off. But the more you meditate, that word can get up in you, become who God says you are. Church, I'm going to need y'all help. Can we go on somewhere? We're going somewhere. And I'm going to hold you. Look, what you, I don't care if your tithe is a nickel. It's based on that 10%. If you make $25, then that means that's a, whatever. You do the math. $2.50. Do that. Do it. Don't hold back. Because I'm telling you something, if you can obey this word of God, I'm telling you stuff is going to get unleashed real quick. Because whatever he wants to do, he want to do it now. Now. Now, face this. It is a substance of things hoped for. I'm hoping to get rich, but you got to do richly things first. You got to think rich before you become. Because I'm telling you, we're going places. I'm telling you, for what you see around you, it ain't going to be too much longer. I'm telling you, without a shadow of doubt, God is ready to do it. He's ready to do something now. Don't get comfortable. Do not get comfortable. I'm telling you, anybody who's listening to me, do not get comfortable. Because whatever you're dealing with, it's just for a moment. I'm going to say it again, it's just for a light affliction. You can chase money, but make sure money ain't chasing you.